Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Bross rediscovers an appreciation for canning in her latest edition of Backyard Industry.
I used to have this very little house on the prairie ideal in my early days of gardening. I was like, I'm going to grow a ton of stuff, and I'm going to pickle and can all of it in the late summer for days on end, and then we'll eat it all winter. Buying produce from the farmer's market is cheating, I told myself. Receiving produce from friends or neighbors with bushes, trees, or patches whose fruit they weren't interested in preserving, that was acceptable. Predictably, reality set in fast. With dwindling time to maintain a garden of the size required to have enough produce to can and pickle, never mind the lack of time to actually can and pickle anyway, I found myself preserving very little food, and in recent years, preserving none at all. Enter the recent book Saving the Season by Kevin West. Though I love cookbooks, I'm rarely moved to talk at length about one, but Saving the Seasons is, well, a life preserver. It reconnected me with the idea of respecting food enough to save and enjoy and share it later, after its season has passed. My friend Jill told me about the book. Her cookbook collection is immense, and I trust her judgment, so I got myself a copy. Saving the Season is the kind of cookbook, and you can't do this with most of them, that you take to bed with you and read like you would a novel or a magazine. Seriously, far from being a cookbook that's solely recipes and technique, this book offers how-to and stories, and the storytelling is delicious. West grew up in the South and worked in the fashion magazine industry for years before landing in California and teaching himself how to preserve, mainly out of necessity. He bought a flat of strawberries on impulse at the farmer's market and had no idea what to do with them. His first attempt at strawberry jam like his grands was a frustratingly epic failure, which is another great thing about the book. He's not afraid to talk about the path one must walk to get really good at something in the kitchen. Preserving takes practice. West is also quite candid about the fact that he grows little, if anything, that he preserves. His writing really drove home to me that my guilt about not being entirely self-sufficient when it came to preserving was unnecessary, limiting, and rather stupid. If anything, buying produce directly from farmers is a double win. We don't have to do the work or assume the risk, and the farmer gets a fair price at market for their produce, money that goes directly into their pockets. The instructions and the recipes in the book are simple and accessible. Basic water bath canning equipment is inexpensive and easy to find. You might even have most of what you need already in your cupboards. The words on the page actually make sense, and the photography Wes' own is lovely and unfussy. He also divides the book into seasons, starting with spring, so the reader doesn't have to wait until late summer to start preserving. And it was while I was perusing the spring section that I saw it. Pickled asparagus with tarragon and green garlic. After 4 years, my asparagus patch is rather productive. I was considering giving most of it away, actually, because I couldn't find the right recipe, or the time, or I didn't have the right jars, or insert excuse here. The recipe in the book had a magical effect on me, though. I found myself at a store spending the 10 bucks on a dozen new pint and a half jars, perfect size for asparagus. I then found myself heating water for blanching the asparagus and boiling the jars. I measured vinegar and snipped tarragon and boiled spices. I cut asparagus to size and filled the jars with spears and pickling syrup, and I boiled those jars for 10 minutes. And a short time after their removal, the seal on the top of the jar pinged just like you hope it does to prove the seal is good. I stood there in my tiny kitchen and beamed at the jars. The farmer's market in Urbana starts this weekend. I'll be waiting in line to buy more asparagus and possibly rhubarb and probably young onions to preserve because I am now hopelessly addicted. Coming up, I dream of sour cherry preserves and Kevin West's Grand's strawberry jam. For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Braltz.